Hello, boys and girls, it's Mrs. Thompson here. I hope you've all really been enjoying listening to James and the Giant Peach. I've really enjoyed reading some of the chapters to you. This is the last chapter I'm going to read, but I hope you all continue with your reading over the summer and enjoy the rest of the story. Hope to see you soon. Chapter 36.
Goodbye, Ladybird,
gasped James, clinging to the stem of the falling peach.
Goodbye, Centipede. Goodbye, everybody.
There were only a few seconds to go now, and it looked as though they were going to fall right in among all the tallest buildings. James could see the skyscrapers rushing up to meet them at the most awful speed, and most of them had square flat tops. But the very tallest of them all had a top that tapered off into a long, sharp point, like an enormous silver needle sticking up into the sky. And it was precisely onto the top of this needle that the peach fell. There was a squelch. The needle went in deep. And suddenly, there was the giant peach, caught and spiked upon the very pinnacle of the Empire State Building.